Welcome to the Never Stop Getting It podcast, where we take your mind out of reality, and have a little fun with life. Here's your hosts, Steve Giroux, Scott Bailey, and John Osimo.
All right, everybody, welcome to another installment of Never Stop Getting It podcast, the podcast that showcases everyone and anything that never stops getting it. And today, I have a fantastic episode. I'm going to call this the Dream Team episode. Today,
we're getting it.
I'm at the Sturbridge Host Hotel. Huge comedy show. We have the beautiful Joni Sloan.
Yeah.
The talented Johnny Peasy.
Ooh.
And the boss of funny man, Lenny Clark.
Mm.
So, how you guys doing today?
Fantastic. We're in Sturbridge. That's halfway to Boston.
It's been a dream all my life to be here tonight in Sturbridge.
It's
wow.
Step up from Warner, New Hampshire.
My car drove here by itself.
Oh, that's fantastic. You have a Tesla.
Oh, I wouldn't be caught dead in a Tesla.
Okay. So, you guys, all in one show, Roth went out of the way. He put together a great lineup, and this is fantastic. And all three of you have been on the podcast before.
Right.
And today, I have all three of you together. I mean, it's three legends. I love it. Three Boston comic gold here.
And you, let's not leave you out.
Oh, yeah, I get the face for radio, so, that's why I'm behind the mic.
Right, you got a beautiful wife. What are you complaining about?
She's still here?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that, huh? I thought she would have left me alone for a little bit.
And my future ex-wife is here, Annie.
Oh, yes, Annie, the future ex-wife. Just keep doing your voices.
You've been dumped, I didn't know. On air, everybody. Fantastic.
All right, so what have you guys been up to? I'm sure you've been pretty busy. I know Jody, she has a full calendar. I see it all the time on Facebook. And Johnny, I know you have Joe Fish. So
this is my last show.
Man, no way.
I say that every time. I have the TV show on NBC Tuesday nights at 8:30 called Extended Family.
Yes.
I'm really happy with that. Waiting for the pickup.
Yes.
Hope for the pickup. And
anything yet, Lenny?
John, they like to wait 4 weeks after the last show so they can do all the research and all the breakdown, all the demographics. And I don't know, they already
see. And Frasier, they pick it up in about 10 seconds. Yeah. Why? I've watched it. And it's not even close to Extended Family.
Johnny, you can't even find it. It's not on network TV. I guess it's a great show, but I mean, I've never seen it. I can't find it.
Oh, it's an effort.
Yeah, when you got to work to get something,
forget it.
It's just, we're in the last stages of free TV. All right?
I've been saying it for, something. We're going to be paying for every sporting event.
Oh, God.
The minute when the Red Sox play the Yankees. If you want to watch it, even if they charge $2, 80 million people watch it. There's $160 million for one. Now you know why they're paying $70 million to Ohtani. Ohtani, that's it.
Yeah. But he hits. He pitches. He hits. He does everything.
Yep. Yeah. I was hoping Boston would pick him up.
$70 million, Len.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I'd do it for 10. I mean, I'm not a good pitcher and I'm not a good hitter, but, 10 million, you're getting a deal.
Oh, it's over. I heard something about a softball game you and your brother are at. You had some good stories about back in the day.
Well, we used to have a team.
Yes.
Johnny was the pitcher, and we won.
We won three championships in a row.
Yeah.
You ever beat my team? I was playing, actually.
When you were playing, no, we never did beat you. After you left, we won three in a row.
I got to tell you something. One of my biggest things was, so we're playing in the championship game. I'm pitching against Danny Gill.
Right.
And so the first inning, they scored a run. Second inning, they scored two runs. And then for the next seven innings, they didn't score one.
That's right, Johnny.
No kidding.
Slow pitch softball, that's pretty darn good.
Absolutely.
But you know why? Because I had people like him on the field.
All right.
Phenomenal, right?
I don't know what position I was playing.
The streaker.
But I was the loudest. I was the loudest, that's for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. So, again, what do you guys have coming up? I know you have your show.
Mm-hmm.
I seen you on some DraftKings commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Those were pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
you know, I was fortunate to start the year off last year with the Super Bowl.
Yes,
that was pretty cool.
That was fantastic.
And you know, I don't know. There's a few things in the works I can't talk about yet. But you know, and then I have three movies coming out. I have Moonlight, Metronome Nile. I was confusing that with the Moonlight Mile, which I did with Ellen Pompeo before she became Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And Jake Gyllenhaal. And then I have a movie coming out with Jimmy Tingle, called The Clamshack Blues. And then I did a movie called The Art Thief, loosely based on the robbery at the Stuart Isabella Garden Museum. And they've been winning film festivals.
Wow.
But I have not yet been able to go to one because I've been working.
Mm. So go ahead, Jody. What do you got? That's a hard act to follow.
You're the cricket.
I have a lot of things I can't talk about right now because I have nothing to talk about.
Well, my biggest is after this, I'm going to Florida to do elderly porn because I'm really big at the Villages. They love me down there. Johnny got me in the Villages.
Yeah, Johnny goes to the Village all the time.
He does.
You got to watch those loofahs.
The loofahs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the loofahs in the golf cart.
Annie, what color loofah would you have outside your door if you were at the Village? Green?
Green means go.
Oh, green. Is that what green means?
I don't know. I'm assuming. I know my colors.
Jody, you're working almost every night. I was looking at your schedule. Yeah, you are. And you're doing great. You look great. You look like you got a stylist. Look at you. You look fantastic.
I'm trying hard.
It's a push-up bra.
Talking about the whole package, John.
It's all about the mind, John. It's all about the mind.
Yeah, you know something? You know, thank God Boston's the hotbed for comedy. And
absolutely.
Some phenomenal women comedians. And you have done... Over the past couple of years, you have just risen through the ranks.
Oh, God, yeah.
Doing fantastic. And we love, you know what it is? She's so nice to work with because she's so such a sweetheart, you know?
Mike goes, you want to work with Jody? So I said, yes, yes. He gets to Jody out. I go, yes.
Yeah.
You know? But God, well, you are. You're a real pleasure. Really funny. You set the table. Great, man, when we're working. I mean, you're just, and I don't mean set the
She's turning red.
Well, I'm glad because I meant the total complimentary because that could be construed by one of these other bitches.
Oh,
that's kind of sexist. I go, what do you mean sexist? It's for the show. The show. You know, there's a lot of terms.
I'll take any compliment.
Oh no,
I'll take it. I think it's. I'm here for this.
I remember working with you at a place. I won't even mention the state and. And I said, gee, I went up to you. I said, Johnny, can I talk to you for a minute, Johnny? I said, well, you know, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Oh, you just go be yourself. I was banned. I was banned for life. I couldn't wait to bump into it. I called. I said, hey, Jody.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, God. But it was so funny because you were saying, what are you, crazy? You just go do you. And I'm saying, oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I went, oh, God.
Don't ever listen to me.
Every time I try to call her now, she's, I'm booked. I finally got on a Sunday for a cancer benefit we're doing. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
So, Jody, you pulling out the new stuff today or what?
Yes, I have.
That's another thing about you. You always come up with something new. Right. Always. You're always working on something. You always have new material, fresh. It's just you keep up with the times, man. Listen, we can't. I love working with you. I really do. I think I could die now
after all of this. I think I'm good. I think I've probably peaked.
I think we put something good on your headstone.
On my headstone, I wanted to say, I didn't want it to end like this.
Nobody does.
I'm going to be thrown out of a plane. Not my ashes, the whole body.
Oh.
I'm going to be thrown out of a land somewhere backyard on the ground. Is that Lenny Cloud?
Jeez.
You know what Rodney has on his headstone, Lenny?
Oh, what?
There goes the neighborhood.
Oh, but does he really?
So, Johnny, how's Joe Fish doing?
You know something? We've had a great run over the past few. Now, tonight, I think St. Patrick's Day might have hurt. So I didn't get a lot of reservations. But then I canceled the show, and then I got about five or six calls. Well, so, but it's okay. You know, it's St. Patrick's Day, but we've had some two or three sellouts in a row, so it was pretty good. You know, so we're just plugging along.
It's a nice, like it's a nice room to work and
intimate, right?
And the people that work there are great, and the owner's great, and you're great. I mean, it's a fun place to work. I like that dump down the street.
Dump down the street. Oh, that's fantastic. Have you been to Joe Fish, Lenny?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've worked there several times.
And I got you April 13th, the Saturday night. I think it might be the 14th.
Fantastic. I wake up, Mike goes, you're going to Sturbridge tonight. That's okay.
No,
your wife's meatballs are fantastic. I just want the podcast people to know your wife's meatballs are excellent. Thank you.
Everybody loves a good meatball, right? Especially Johnny. He was raving over meatballs and pizza. He was all pumped up.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much.
Doesn't take much.
All right, guys. Hey, so I don't want to hold you guys up. I know this is a big show, and I know Johnny is the host with the most, so definitely don't want to hold you up. It's been a great time. I just wanted to touch base and say hi to you guys again.
I'm just impressed with all the mics and hardware you have here to do that. You know, sometimes you have to share a mic.
No, not with you guys. You know, and it's all sanitized too, so you're all set.
Fantastic.
No COVID here.
Because that neurovirus thing that's...
Oh, the neuro.
Hey, what about the AIDS? Come on. That's like we forgot the AIDS. People are dropping left and right. Hey, the AIDS is important. It's neuro. And Govo and COVID. Poor AIDS people. They got rolled over.
Magic put that to rest.
Yeah.
He got rid of it for us.
He did. You're going to die soon. Not me. I'm rich. Rich people live.
That's right.
People live.
It's fantastic. I wish I was rich.
Me too.
But I've Steve been
rich.
Instead.
I've been rich. I've been poor. Rich, much better.
I have in my car. $450 scratch tickets. So
oh, yeah. It's happening.
I'm going to scratch that. And I
just saw someone breaking it. You know, it was funny because it's under the light. You put it under the light, you know what to break it. Fair enough, they're out there breaking it apart.
Lenny didn't care. Light or not. He's in there.
I can't get involved. I'm elderly now. I'm
You know, Steve, whether he's rich or poor, he never changes. He treats everybody the same.
All right.
So walking into the Comedy Store with Lenny Clark, he knows the people that park the cars, their names, the doormen's names, the cook's names. He knows everybody's names. And it always amazed me. I'd say, Lenny, he goes, you got to be good to everybody in this business. You know, because who are some of the doormen? Sam Kennison?
Yeah, that was good.
You know?
Yep.
And, oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
really?
You never know what's going to happen. But Lenny's, that always amazed me. Wherever we'd go, he knew everybody's name. That's
what my father used to say to me. You treat everyone nice. You're going to be janitors. You're going to be presidents. It's how, why, I don't know, but you are. And he says, just treat everyone the same, you know? And my mother used to say to me, Leonard, which I hated. And she said, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Mm.
And I said, all right. And I like treating people nice, you know. And then when they burn me, I spend the rest of my time thinking I'm going to kill them and the family. Let it go. Let it go. I'm like the little princess there. Let it go.
You brought Annie here tonight, and she said she'd worked with you at Mohegan. And she said, I wonder if he'll remember me. And I was like,
oh, a minute we walked in.
I said, Lenny will remember you.
That face is...
How could you forget that face?
She having a stroke? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right, Annie, I have had a stroke. Yeah.
You guys can keep on going. I'm going to go.
Yeah, you got to go.
I'm going to go get this thing on the wall.
Oh, it's fine. Again, I just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Thank
it's
you
great
for having us on your fabulous podcast. Now, what's the hat?
Oh, that's UMass Lowell Riverhawks.
The Riverhawks.
My son goes to UMass Lowell.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I went to UMass. I went to all the UMasses till I found out I wasn't enrolled, and I ended up graduating from UMass Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
UMass.
Yeah. What?
I went to UMass Boston.
Oh, my God. Did you get the ticket? Did you get the golden ticket at the end? Yay!
The golden ticket.
Yeah, right.
See how it worked out?
We didn't overlap, did we?
No. No, I was there. I was there for like 9 years. It took me a long time. Yeah. It took me a long time.
It's like Rodney Dangerfield.
I took the train in. Yeah, the buildings were falling
in
down.
Cambridge.
I was living in, I was in
Cambridge when I was at UMass Boston taking the train. We probably crossed.
Wow. Well, if we did, I'm sure it was pleasant.
I'm sure. It's always pleasant.
Oh, that's fantastic. Again, guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You know, the fans enjoyed it. And your three episodes were crazy for us. So
oh, good.
It's great.
Well, go Riverhawks.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we have all three at once.
Hey, so, Lenny, don't forget, Facebook friend me. I keep sending you an invite, but
listen,
unbelievable.
You're going to understand. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do any of that. My nephews and nieces, I say, look, yeah. God almighty.
I knew it wasn't you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Not me.
I can't.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't get it. Don't get full of yourself.
Oh, that's funny. All right, guys. Thank you for making this an epic episode. And everybody out there listening, remember, laughter is just not the best medicine. It's also the key to unlocking joy in every moment. Keep finding the humor in life. Stay true to your unique voice and never underestimate the power of a good punchline. Thanks for tuning in, and may all your days be filled with laughter and light. And of course, never stop getting it.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Never Stop Getting It podcast. And join the community on Facebook. Never Stop Getting It. And Twitter @ Never Stop Getting It. And of course, neverstopgettingit.com.